Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, with a late night visit to a historic Pennsylvania landmark sends more than just souvenirs home. One family finds itself under siege by a terrifying unseen force.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, we, of course, would love to hear it. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that, we got that for you on Apple Podcasts or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What is going on?
You had a little time off. I got to do some podcasts with Carol.
Yes. Doing that. Yes. I've heard everybody's enjoying, because you guys haven't really talked a whole lot. Everybody's in different locations.
Very, very similar mindsets and all that stuff. So it was nice working with her. And it was kind of nice that I couldn't do them with you last week, and then she's like, you want to do them again? I'm like, yes. And not trying to push you out of your own podcast.
Y'all do the show, I'm out. Got the AI me. You can just take that and we'll all be good.
I'm trying to wonder if the AI you is any crazier than the actual you. We have to figure that out somehow.
It was creepy the other day on ChatGPT. I don't like type anything like real personal or anything into it. It's all like really work stuff. So it's developing, it gets ghost stories, it gets true crime stories, it gets whatever weird other things we're working on. But it intuitively learns kind of how you communicate and how you command it. And through that kind of gets a better idea on who you are. And I just asked it like, and I, can you give me a profile of who I am? And it like gave me a really like interesting, intricate look at like, and like how, like, then I started like, oh, well, who am I as a father? And it kind of said like probably how I am a parent. And it was like fucking weird.
I don't know if I like this. I'm starting to get scared of this shit.
It knew it pretty accurately. I mean, just it described my personality and my way of thinking and a lot of things like down to a T.
Wow.
And that's not for me telling it anything about me. It's just based on like my style of writing and things.
Wow. Yeah. Somebody was saying that, like, if you're polite to it, it takes that into consideration. If you're rude to it, it, you know, kind of pigeonholes you as an asshole kind of thing.
It does. Yeah. Yeah. It's creepy. It's pretty amazing. Actually, just actually right now, this afternoon, GPT or OpenAI has they've had a new video platform that's coming out and has been very much anticipated called Sora, and it has just been released. And I can't wait to get onto it. I've been trying, but it's like overloaded at this moment in time. But it looks, this I think is going to be, and there are video creation things out there now, but this is like this is going to game change it, I think.
Wow.
With what it can create. I'm very excited to start creating crazy shit and putting it online.
I still think we should have a competition. You as crazy as hell, and then the AI you crazy as hell, and see which one's actually crazier.
Crazier. Who could come up with a crazier idea? I don't know. I mean, because now I rely on AI so much too. Like, it helps me be more creative, though, I think. Yeah. Because it adds, it's like having a team of writers and like you being like the director. Like, okay, here's what we're going to know. Here's, you know, you're the head writer. Like, okay, here's the direction we want to go. And then it just gives you all these ideas. And then you can add on your own to it too. But it's, I don't know, it's freaking amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, there's your AI lesson of the day. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. We want to share your ghost story with us via the telephone. Okay, here's the first call. Hi, your ghost story.
Hey guys, this is Will from Tampa, Florida. I want to tell you guys a story about something that took place when I was living in Pennsylvania. I visited a historic landmark located in Brownsville, Pennsylvania, known as the Nemacolin Castle or Bowman's Castle. This place was actually featured on a number of shows that do the paranormal investigating and whatnot. But anyhow, I lived there for quite some time, and I was always interested in visiting this place. So my mother actually shares a similar interest in paranormal investigations and pretty much anywhere that has a history. So we agreed that we were going to go ahead and check this place out. We went there, nothing crazy, no wild experiences. You definitely can sense the energy, but really nothing happened while we were there on site. So, we left and I went home and my mother went to her house, and I was actually laying in bed, getting ready to go to bed, talking to my wife, and cut the TV off. And I started to hear what sounded like two men having a conversation pretty much like right outside of my bedroom window. And that kind of, raised some concern, because where we lived at really wasn't that much of a populated area. I was pretty rural. So it's like, I kind of ignored it at first, and it began to get louder and louder, like an argument going on between two men. And I became a bit frustrated with this. So I was like, I'm going to get up and see what the heck's going on. And I hear, the last thing I remember hearing was someone say, "What are you doing here? You don't belong here," a man to another man. And I opened the door, and it's complete silence. And I knew at that moment, I'm like, what I heard was not what I thought I heard. There's no way, because there's no way anyone could get away that quickly. No one would have known that I was about to open the door at that time. No one would have had the opportunity to get away that quickly. It's a long, long street both ways. There's just no way. So, once that kind of happened, I was a little freaked out, of course, but I just kind of shrugged it off. I didn't even say anything to my wife. Got back in bed and went to sleep. And I, had a terrible nightmare. This nightmare was basically something was trying to harm my wife. And in the dream, I'm fighting this entity off, this demon. And I'm like telling him, you can't have my wife, leave my wife alone. And I come out of that sleep and I'm like, I'm paralyzed. I can look around the room, but I can't say anything. I can't move. And I can hear my wife kind of like whimpering or like crying. And I realize that, she's still sleeping and she's having a nightmare as well. And what is going on here? And, I finally was able to break free of my paralysis, and I'm waking her up and I'm saying, hey, everything is okay. Like, I'm like kissing her on her forehead. I didn't want to shake her awake, you know, try to wake her up calmly. And she came out of it and she said, you know, I was having a nightmare and someone was trying to harm me and you were trying to fight him off. And I'm like, that right there was a little crazy because, you know, we're having the same similar nightmare. But the other thing was that she said she experienced the paralysis as well. She was trying to yell for me. She was trying to look around. She couldn't do anything but just lay there until, you know, I brought her out of it. Anyway, we look at the clock. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, we're like, oh man, perfect. 3 o'clock in the morning. We've got stuff going on. But somehow we managed to get back to sleep. And the next morning we go down to the table and we're sharing breakfast with our two children. And out of nowhere, our oldest is just like, hey mom, you know, when did you leave the bedroom last night? And we're like looking at each other like, the heck is this dude talking about? And he's like, no, I mean, you came in, you laid down in bed with me. I woke up out of my sleep. I saw you there. I saw your hair, like in the back of your head. And I, you know, I kind of like rubbed my fingers through your hair and I fell back asleep. And when I woke up, you were no longer in there. And he's like, and I remember because it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And that right there freaked us out because we knew that there was no way we were not in there, that either of us were in his bedroom. And it was the same exact time that we both, you know, we experienced the night terror. So whatever this was, whether it had been good, bad, something, you know, took on the form of my wife to my son. And after that, it was just instance after instance, you know, like my wife being scared or doors being slammed or things like that. And in my entire house, windows open, like blinds open, light would not go in my home. My home was dark for days and days and days. And I got to the point where I was so frustrated with this, I just started to scream at the top of my lungs, like, you know, you're no longer welcome here. You know, whoever you are, you know, we're not going to put up with being terrorized in our home. You know, I'm screaming at this entity. And, you know, it seemed like I can't remember exactly what it was. I began to pray. And I just remember feeling this weight lifted off of my shoulders and my home. Actually, like, light started to pour into my home again. It was completely insane. But in conclusion, I can say that there's something from that place that I visited that attached itself to me and began to give my family a hard time. And I just thought it was the craziest experience. You know, something that I really can't explain to this day. But it's just one of the many experiences that I've had living in that area, and I thought that it was worth sharing with you guys. Keep up the good work. Love the show, and I will continue to listen on.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts and all that.
I've never heard of another situation where two people had night terrors basically at the same time.
Yeah.
Or experienced kind of the same. That's really, really odd.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, what is something trying to control both of them or communicate the same thing? Or what, you know, what is that?
Right. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, well, you just had a night terror. Okay, well, then how do you explain dual night terrors at the same time? Like, is there an outside force that is somehow controlling that? And should we give more credence to this kind of stuff? Should we look more into it? Or are we just going to continue to kind of blow it off as well? That's, you know, it's a dream. It's a dream state that people sometimes say, well, yeah, come on. It's a little odd.
No, I agree. It is. Yeah. It's a creepy. It's a weird thought. I had a dream last night that we were all back at the radio station and it was being sold.
Okay.
And it was like, we were all like, what's going to happen now? And that was just it. I don't know. Like, it's like we were all still there. Like, we had like just never left for the last 25, 30 years.
Right.
And so it was just like, we're all there. We're all kind of doing our normal stuff. And then Terry was selling it in the dream. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, like, this is wow. Like, it was kind of the end of, you know, that time. I don't know. It was weird. And I was like,
weird.
I'm almost going to wake up this morning and I was going to like text him like, are you selling this?
And then at the end of the dream, we all go down to Dillinger's and get totally wasted.
Exactly. Yep.
Right.
It was just, it was a warm, fuzzy dream in a way, but it was weird.
Wow.
Cause it was just, yeah, I mean, it was all like good people, but it was just kind of like, wow, what's, I don't know. I don't know what that means. I've never.
What makes you dream about something that far back in your past? Was it really vivid? Like, did it feel like it could be real?
I dream about that all the time that we're back there. That, wow. Yeah, I mean, because that was such a, I mean, an impactful time for me of just getting into this. And, you know, you got me into all of it. And so, yeah, I mean, there's some pretty big years for me at that time. And so I'm always in my mind, I'm back there in dreams. I probably am back in 1998 or 99 about once a week in dreams. And we're back at the station.
So, it'd be great to kind of like timeline your dreams and see where you all go.
I know. I've probably been to the fake version of it now more than we actually worked there. With the amount of years and times that I dream about this stuff.
Yeah, love it.
There you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. You want to share your real ghost stories with us? Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything else? Check it out. Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.